Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, fall's hit kind of hard, and I wish it was a little bit warmer, but being from the Pacific Northwest, I like the clouds. Makes me feel at home.
Well, I'll let you keep those in the Northwest. I am definitely a sunshine and blue skies kind of gal.
I have been missing the sun a little bit this week. It's been a little overly cloudy. But we keep rolling with Medicare, keeping the people updated on everything that there is to know.
Exactly. So we're still in the middle, right in the trenches of open enrollment, and it's a very important time. I can't stress enough about how we really need to take a pause and review the coverage that we have in our Medicare for the upcoming year. October 15th through December 7th is the time of year that we can change the prescription drug coverage that we have and also change the Medicare Advantage plan coverage that we have. And so we're getting bombarded with a lot of information right now, and we just have to, like I said, hit that pause button, understand a little bit about the decisions we need to make and the best places to go to get information that is credible information. Medicare Advantage plans, I know I talked last time about drug plans, just your standalone prescription drug plans. Medicare Advantage plans work a lot different than just a drug plan. There are so many more pieces and parts. So we look at the drug component of it, but then there's also the healthcare side, our doctors and everything related to our medical care, as well as the add-on benefits that Medicare Advantage plans have. And all of those pieces and parts change from year to year. So what are some things that we need to look at during open enrollment for our Medicare Advantage plans? Well, one of the number one things that we need to look at is our prescription drug coverage component of it. And we want to make sure that all of our prescription drugs are covered and that we can go to the pharmacy that we choose to go to. And then, kind of in a nutshell, overall, taking that in consideration, we want to make sure the plan we have is the best value. But most important, does it cover our drugs? Can I go get my drugs refilled where I want to get that done? So that's one of the components. Another component, which is extremely important when we're looking at a Medicare Advantage plan, is can I go to the doctors and the facilities that I want to go to? And Medicare Advantage plans, all Medicare Advantage plans are tied to networks. And the doctors and the facilities that are in network can change from year to year. And we saw some changes happen with the movement of the Olathe Health System into the University of Kansas Health System last year, where we had some folks got, you know, kind of caught off guard because there were some concerns about the facility being in network. So it's something that we always have to look at. And I'm just like everybody else. We get so much stuff in our mail, and we get that, you know, annual benefit notice from our insurance company, and we don't always read it. We set it aside thinking we'll read it later, or we just don't want to deal with it, and we file 13 it. That's why it's so important to look at that annual notice of change and to look at letters that we get from our healthcare providers that will give us a heads up saying, hey, your plan is not going to be accepted by our location next year. So make sure you can go to the hospitals you want to go to. Make sure you can go to the doctors that you want to go to. So we've got prescriptions covered. We've got doctors covered. The next thing that we want to think about is what do my copays look like? And what is my out-of-pocket that I would be responsible for? Copays for services are going to change from year to year. Copays to go see a doctor or specialist may change. Copays for our lab work, for our radiology, all of those pieces and parts that go together when we go see a doctor, all of that can change each year. A copay if we go in the hospital, that can change from year to year. But one of the biggest things that we want to evaluate is, okay, if I've got a bad year, what does that maximum out-of-pocket look like that I would be responsible for before my plan is going to pay 100% of my health care. And that is a number that can range significantly. We can have one Medicare Advantage plan would have a $3,000 or a $3,500 maximum out-of-pocket, and another one may have a $9,000 maximum out-of-pocket. So that's part of that overall big financial picture that we want to look at. Are my prescriptions covered? Can I go to my pharmacy? Are my doctors in network? Can I go to the facilities I want to? What do these copays look like? And ultimately, what is that maximum out-of-pocket that I'm responsible for? Then the next thing you want to look at is you want to look at what I kind of lump together. I call them the add-on benefits. So our Advantage plans are going to offer us dental coverage. They're going to offer us vision coverage. They're going to offer us hearing coverage, over-the-counter cards that have been more popular, and then a whole variety of other things. And what we're seeing in the market this year with Advantage plans is we're seeing some changes in these add-on benefits. One of the things that I have gotten feedback on is dental coverage this year. There have been some significant changes with some of the plans in dental coverage, going from more comprehensive coverage and reducing that coverage back to more preventive dental. We're seeing in some of the plans, and then in some of the plans, we're also seeing reductions in the over-the-counter card benefits where you can purchase items in your pharmacy to kind of supplement the supplies, whether it's vitamins or first aid supplies, those types of things. So those benefits are decreasing for the coming year. So looking at all of the pieces and parts, realizing that Medicare Advantage plans do have all of these parts and they all need to be reviewed each year is super important. Our role at K-State Extension, it gets a little bit tricky because of the systems that we use to compare plans. We don't have the most current information on doctors' networks. We can't see all of the details on a lot of the add-on benefits. So many times it is helpful for folks to go back to the agent that they purchased their plan through to see if they can provide some insight. The systems that an insurance agent uses is much more sophisticated, and they can see doctors' networks. They can see the details on dental coverage and vision coverage and over-the-counter cards. And that's information that we don't have a good feel for. Some information is out there through Medicare.gov, but it's not 100% of what folks are looking for. If you go talk with an agent, it's super important to talk with someone who is an independent agent who is going to represent more than one company. You don't want to go to a person who only represents Aetna or only represents Blue Cross. You want to go to someone who's going to represent several different companies so you can get a good overall picture on what's going to be the best plan for you next year. But most important overall, review your plans. I can't say that enough. Deadline to review the plans is December 7th. If you've got questions, feel free to give me a call, 913-294-4306, and I'll be more than happy to set up an appointment to meet with you, or if I need to refer you to somebody who can help you better, I am more than happy to do that as well.
A whole lot of information to keep you informed. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.